Coach lightens the mood.
First time. Yo, we here. We here. Time. King Combs. Let's go. Can't stop, won't stop. Bad boy. We number one. Let's get it.
You are number one this
week.
You
are number one.
Yeah, facts. I'm hype. Yo, thank y'all for all y'all support. Anything y'all did to help us get there.
Play a hit. That's what we did. Play a hit. You know, when you say bad boy, it's so crazy to, I mean, think about the longevity. Think about just the bad boy, one of the most successful hip-hop labels of all time. And it's back. You got a number one hit. I got to ask you, though, you know, you look so much like your dad. We were talking about this before the cameras were rolling. What is the best part of growing up as Diddy's son? And what are the challenges that you face growing up as Diddy's son and now doing your own thing, doing music?
I'll probably say the best thing is, you know, just being there to be able to watch him be a fly on the wall and be able to learn and see, like, how much hard work he put in to get to where he was at and see that he never stopped. And, I don't know. One of the bad things about it would maybe be, you know, people not thinking that I put in all the work myself and knowing that, you
assuming
know,
that you just get everything handed to you.
Yeah, assuming that it was just handed down or, he handed out things,
Because you've been working on music for a very long time.
Yeah.
And now you got this number one. It's not like it just happened overnight.
Facts. Let's get it, man. Can't stop, won't stop. We number one. We going up. Bad boys back. It's official. Shout out all the fans.
Yeah. How much help does your dad give you, though? Like, does he help you pick beats? I mean, I obviously use the Lil' Kim beat on this one, but what does he do? Does he have any kind of help in the studio?
Honestly, yeah. He really doesn't have no help in the studio. Like,
okay.
The Kodak song was really done by myself, just me and Kodak. And really, that's how we really started from the jump. Like, this is something that I wanted in my heart. It really wasn't a dream that he had for me. And he told me when I got into it, like, yo, if you really want to do this, you got to be a man and be able to do it yourself because it's a hard game that you getting into. So you're going to have to want it yourself. So, yeah.
Speaking of some starting stuff from the beginning, the foundation, growing up in your childhood, did you ever get to, like, throw, like, fun at those, like, those fun terms back at your dad? Like, when you were acting up? And he was like, hey, Christian, calm down. You're like, chill, dad is bad boy for life. Did you ever get to do, like, anything fun
thing? Take that.
Or, like, or, like, were you ever just, like, running around the house, like, I won't stop, take that. Like,
I wish I did, but not. Those moments got a little serious.
I was going to say, and your dad is not a man to mess with.
He don't play. Yeah. As we've seen.
He slapped a couple people.
No, he has. He has. On camera, off camera. And recently we saw him do the Joker thing. We saw him pull up on the Ferguson guy. The guy
he wasn't playing with him.
Was he serious like that with you? I mean, or was he just, hey, this is my son. He could do whatever he wants.
I mean, not for sure. You know, when it's time to be serious, he's definitely serious. I think he raised me in a good way. You know, shout out him. Shout out my mom, Forever KP. Yeah. But yeah, you know, for sure, my pops, definitely not nothing to play with, though. Like, you know?
I saw recently with the Kanye and him going back and forth, and I was like, man, but it was big of him to say just love. You know, do you think that they could ever get together and talk things through? I mean, is that something you've even spoken to your dad about? It was a lot, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one thing that my pops is always on is love first. Like, I know sometimes it may seem like he'd be a little rowdy, but yeah, he's about love. And he changed his name to Love, so that's what he's on.
So I was listening to an old Bad Boy song, and there's a famous line that your dad threw down, and it says, don't worry if I write rhymes, because I write checks.
Write checks,
Okay, do you write your own rhymes, or?
Yeah, nah, I definitely write my own rhymes, for sure.
Not that matters. If you got a hit, you got a hit. I'm just saying, you know?
A little more to interject you into something, I just want to get your opinion on this. You obviously have the song with you and Kodak Black out now.
Okay.
Now, there's a big thing going around the internet in regards to Kodak Black versus 21 Savage on the Verses. If that was to happen, King Combs, who do you think would win that?
Come on, can't stop, won't stop. They turn that on, we number one. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, dude, that bad boy PR is A1, dog. He's like, not going to get me.
Yeah, I know what it is.
So I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I know you grew up, you're born in New York, right?
Yeah.
But you grew up in California because you live with your mom, right?
Yeah, like half and half. Okay. Like Cali.
So what are you
playing?
You
started off in New York.
You started off,
I'm from New York.
You're a New Yorker with your New York hat on.
Yeah, you see the vibe.
But yeah, like, obviously you got like you grew up in L.A.
But
too,
no shade to Cali though, because I rep Cali too.
Yeah,
you know, I can't knock them like that. But
what kind of influence did they have from you? Like as far as like being bi-coastal, I guess. Like as far as music-wise.
Yeah, I would say that had a lot of influence, honestly, just growing up from New York, that's like where the core of my music is, just being from there. But then also, like, I have a lot of influence being like growing up in the West Coast and just like their beats and their wave that they have. Like, I feel like I got both sides.
I feel like the West Coast is just different. It's a different kind of people, right? I mean, yeah. Of course, everybody, the music's good and all that. But Bad Boy just had such a big influence in New York in general. And then yeah. it just spread across
throughout the world.
Yeah, facts, yeah throughout facts. The world. So growing up, you met a lot of famous people.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
just normal, sure. right? Just they were always around you. Who do you think, besides your dad, because he's probably ultimately the most famous person, mm-hmm. who's the most famous person that you've been around? Like that everybody would be like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Probably Beyonce.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
That's Beyonce. Yeah.
And
I was like, damn, that's Beyonce.
So you were starstruck on that one, yeah.
Yeah,
and she's so beautiful, right? In real life, like people don't understand. Like she's such a sweet person. Did you talk to her?
But that's like my auntie, though. Yeah.
Chill with Beyonce all the time.
Yeah, I mean not all the time, but yeah.
And Jay-Z.
We have a lot. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just hang out with him.
Yeah, sometimes it's not like something where I could just like you know call him, but I mean I'm sure I could
say, call him right
I'm,
now.
I'm sure I could, but you know he busy so.
Okay, all right.
Can you tell me the difference between, what's the difference between C3 and King Combs? Because I see both of them out there.
Yeah, well, C3 is like my alter ego.
I was going to say, explain though, because we talked about you doing music early, and now explain that, because that's a big deal that you've been doing it for so long.
Yeah, well, C3, yeah, I think that was really like one of my first rap names, honestly, C3. That's what I went by when I was younger, and that's just something that like all my friends used to call me, and that's like my alter ego. I would say that's like my fun side, crazy side. And then, yeah, King Combs, me.
Hey, you already fun. Are you more crazy and fun than this?
Yeah, a little bit more.
What about the girls? What about the ladies? Girl?
What's your situation?
Love the ladies, you know. Put some Cartiers on my main chick.
Oh! So there's a main? Is there a main right now?
Yeah, you know.
How do you feel about...
He's like, yeah.
He won't say who. They're all like, yeah.
I just can't wait to use the same line. Yeah, you know.
How do you handle that? You're out and about. You're putting in the work. How do you handle all the women that come around? Because I'm sure there's a lot.
I mean, yeah, I just mainly try to stay focused and stay in the stool and take that as like inspiration.
Okay, inspiration. All right, we'll be sure to listen to the next verses and the songs.
Well, yeah. Speaking of staying in the studio, though, the upcoming album, where are we at with that and in progress of everything with that, man?
It's about to be finished. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait for everybody to hear it. We're going to have the streets on fire. You're going to really know that Bad Boy is back. I got you.
You got anything like that you can give us a little leak that we might be on the album that people don't know about yet?
It's going to be like 12 tracks of flaming fire. Wow. That's what you need to know. It's going to be crazy.
Is it going to be more of like the old school beats, like where you're doing like that, or is it going to be some new stuff? What are you going to do?
We got a couple on there where we brought some back, but yeah, I would say it's like a mixture between both.
But I love that wave. I remember when your dad said he was going to do this, that there was a big opening for it. Obviously, it just sounds so fresh, and the 90s and like 2000s are so hot right now.
Two-part name drop here. Are we going to get another Chris Brown collab? And rumor is a Lil Uzi Vert feature on here too.
Nah, I don't know. You gotta just wait and see. You gotta wait.
Damn, I won't get him, dog. I won't get him.
Well, so
you almost got.
I almost got.
You almost said it. Well, okay. So you don't have to tell me who's on album, but is there somebody that you haven't worked with that you want to work with in the future? Any person, any name that you just think, you know, I wish this could happen.
Yeah, I think a Rihanna feature that would be dope.
Wouldn't we all want that?
That would be crazy.
You put out that call.
She's
you
think out with some work, but
think your dad would make that call for you?
Nah, I make all my calls myself. See, I told you earlier in the video. But yeah, like all my features too for the record have just been like personal relationships. That's why even if I got one with Rihanna, I would want it to come together naturally and not be nothing forced.
Put it out there in the universe. See, you never know. Manifest that right
Rihanna,
now.
Rihanna, let's go feature. Let's get it.
I love it. All right. Messages to your fans, because you have a really good core base and you've built that yourself. What do you want to say to them for, you know, the support?
Yeah, I want to say thank you to all the fans. We got a lot more music. We're going to stay consistent. King Combs, we can't stop. We won't stop. If you're chasing a dream, never stop. Let's go. We number one. Thank y'all for being with us. Let's get it. And thank y'all so much for y'all support, too.
Of course, absolutely.
You already know, man.
Bad Boy for life.
Bad Boy for life.